Hello, I'm Philip Ivey. Coming into Cape Town that day was really like entering a police state. I think there were more bright yellow police vehicles than there were any other vehicles.
My name's Jill Poynter. I belong to Cape Democrats. People had been asked to meet in the centre of town, and one of the places we were supposed to leave from was outside the Methodist Church off Green Market Square.
My name is Stan Abrams. We were part of a church leadership that opened up the church in Green Market Square in preparation for this big march that the Mass Democratic Movement had planned.
My name's Laurie Nathan. The broader context is United Democratic Front is taking forward the struggle of the liberation movement, the ANC. One of the aims is to resuscitate large-scale, widespread opposition to the regime. And the broad aim was to overthrow the regime in order to establish a democracy.
My name is Tracy Peterson. I was a third-year university student. The organizers said it's pretty likely that the street will be blocked. And if that happens, everybody must sit down. Don't move. Everybody just sit down.
Immediately there was tension in the air, these steely blue-grey uniforms confronting the multicoloured marchers. And the marchers said, OK, well, we're going to sit down here until you let us go forward. And then a truck came round, started spraying us.
Lo and behold, it was spraying purple. At first it was surreal because it had a colour and atmosphere of frivolity, but the point took a few seconds to dawn on us, but the point was then obvious. Once you were stained, you were clearly identifiable as having participated in this march.
There was tear gas. It all seemed to happen at the same time. Tear gas, and then this was water, which I don't know at what point it dawned on me it was purple, but just this enormous force.
The pressure of that nozzle, it just lifted people up like that.
Then Philip Ivey, who's a comrade in the End Conscription campaign, climbs onto this vehicle. This is not something we did. It's certainly not something young white boys did. Take on the police. I watched this and I thought, you're absolutely mad.
I was near the back, so I didn't get the full force of the dart. For me, one of the amazing things was when this young fella jumped on top of the vehicle and turned the dial on the cops.
Came behind the vehicle so the driver and the operator of the water cannon couldn't see me. And yeah, it was three or four steps up a ladder. And suddenly I was in control of the purple rain. Then I grabbed the nozzle of the cannon and just lifted it off the marchers. My first aim was to make sure that they weren't getting further damaged.
And he takes that nozzle and he turns it on the police. Unbelievable. So now the police are also drenched in this purple dye. And I felt so proud. What courage this young man had.
I don't know why they didn't try and shoot him.
Then I realized that actually things could get quite frightening. And I didn't want to, at that stage, having offended the police the way I had, end up in custody. So my aim was to preserve my skin. But I ran straight for the tear gas and then ran down Church Street.
About 5 o'clock or so the evening, there was an eerie kind of silence about everything. Everything, the walls were covered in this purple dye. The townhouse on the opposite side. Our church's foyer was smeared with it.
There were some people who were charged, but most of us were let go late that evening without being charged.
Somebody still had their wits about them to come out with this, the purple shall govern graffiti. I sprayed it right next to the actual event, and that stayed up for a long time without being defaced.
Oh, the purple shall govern. It was on that wall for many, 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 many weeks. And then almost immediately after that, if I remember correctly, there was this massive march where the mayor, I think it was Gordon Oliver, Tutu and Busak and Trevor Emmanuel and so on. And there were thousands of Cape Townians who were walking. It was the end of apartheid, you know.
Purple March is one incident in a whole array of big and small incidents that are contributing to this making of the country ungovernable.
It probably could have been termed as a moment of madness, but it made people feel that this all-powerful, bright yellow machinery was not going to be used to continue to repress us.
I will never forget this young boy. I've told the story so many times of turning the purple on the cops. Suddenly, for a moment, he had the power.
There was a sense of triumphalism from the people. We faced the beast and we turned the cards on them.
Those that saw Philip do this felt like they'd witnessed a great heroic moment. None of us were overstating it. He hadn't seized the state. But it was a fine moment. It really was.